Now to the Democrats. NPR's Don Gagne is on a bus traveling with the Obama campaign from Michigan to Ohio. Hey, Don.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And let's talk first about this news today. We just heard from Scott Horsley about the pregnancy of Sarah Palin's 17-year-old daughter. What has the Obama campaign had to say about that?
Well, Senator Obama held one of those kind of town hall style barbecues in the town of Monroe, Michigan. Afterward, they had a very brief press availability. He made an opening statement about Hurricane Gustav. Then the first question was about the news out of the McCain ticket. And his answer was very direct. He said, families are off limits. And he said, children are especially off limits. He said, what is going on in the Palin family has no bearing on what kind of governor Palin is, what kind of candidate she will be, what kind of vice president she would be. So he said that the Obama campaign is going to focus on other things, specifically the issues that the American people want to talk about.
Don, this is, of course, Labor Day, and that has been a traditionally special day in Democratic presidential campaigns. But obviously, this is an unusual day, given the fact that Hurricane Gustav came ashore today.
Exactly. Senator Obama started his day at the big annual Labor Day rally in downtown Detroit at Hart Plaza. But when he took the stage, he asked for the indulgence of the audience. He said, I hope this is okay, but I'm not going to do any politicking. I'm not going to talk about John McCain. He says there are people hurting down in the Gulf Coast. We all need to be thinking about them. He urged people to contribute anything, any way they can to help with the relief effort. He also led this crowd of thousands in downtown Detroit in a moment of silence and a brief prayer for those who are struggling down in the Gulf right now. So not at all a typical speech, and far, far shorter than the speech he normally gives.
Don, is there any sign that either Barack Obama or Joe Biden, his running mate, might be changing their schedule, headed, say, to the affected hurricane zone?
They're both changing their schedules. Senator Biden canceled Labor Day rally, his appearance there, at least, in Pittsburgh. Senator Obama's speeches, again, have been very different. They have not been speeches looking for votes. They have been speeches calling on people to help out with the hurricane in any way they can. He is also, instead of spending the night tonight in Milwaukee, going back to Chicago. The campaign says he'll be better able to monitor what's going on in the Gulf region from there.
And no plans to go to the region itself?
No plans. Senator Obama has told us that he's very mindful that when he travels, a lot of people travel with him, Secret Service, press, others. He doesn't want to go anywhere where he's going to be a distraction or where he'll be disruptive. So for now, at least, no plans to go down there.
Okay. NPR's Don Gagne traveling from Michigan to Ohio with the Obama campaign. Don, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.